Hello and welcome to this Audio Mode 2020 Day 12 installment. K is for Kepler. Kepler spacecraft was launched in 2009. Now, the Kepler spacecraft carried one instrument only. It was called a photometer. Basically, it's a light-gathering system, and it essentially is made up of the lens, the light-gathering lens, if you wish, and 42 digital cameras, okay, CCDs. Close-coupled devices, which is what is in your camera, digital camera, or the camera of your phone. It's a CCD imaging chip. So this thing carried 42 of these chips on a plate with an equivalent megapixel count of 95. So there are actually cameras now, consumer-level cameras, that rival that. But remember, this was 11 years ago, and it was cutting edge then. So the mission consisted, it was a 3.5 year mission, consisted of pointing this spacecraft, this photometer, at one region of space in the Cygnus Lyra region of space, in fact, and study a group of stars. 150,000 stars were going to be monitored for, you guessed it, exoplanets. We spoke about exoplanets earlier in these Audio Mo installments, and that's exactly what Kepler was designed to do, look for planets. Now, in its 3.5 year mission, original mission, it discovered 2,340 confirmed planets. There was many other suspect planets as well, but I didn't put those in here. I just wanted the confirmed planets. And over its whole lifetime, the Kepler spacecraft actually found close to 2,800 planets. Now, the first mission lasted until 2013, when I think one or two of the five gyroscopes on board ceased to function, and therefore they couldn't adequately keep Kepler in one position and solely aimed at that one region. So what they did was, after careful study and planning, they decided to use the Kepler spacecraft in what they called the K2 mission. And the K2 mission would swathe a large portion of space, a large region of space, and look for another 300,000 stars, or look at, rather, 300,000 stars for more planets. And in fact, they found 400 plus more confirmed planets during the K2 mission, which ended up lasting 4 years, longer than the initial mission. And finally, the Kepler spacecraft, after running out of fuel, was shut down in 2018. So a short installment today for day 12. Thanks for listening. This was Audio Mode 2020. K is for Kepler.